Infuse partners with Funding Circle. Finland-based card issuing and processing company Infuse has partnered with UK-based lending platform Funding Circle to launch its new credit card for small businesses. Irish banks halt plans for sync payments. Four Irish banks have halted their plans for sync payments due to delays in a review of their business strategy. Tandem Bank teams up with Coppa to promote greener homes. UK-based Tandem Bank has partnered with home energy intelligence platform Coppa to help its customers make sustainable choices for their homes. Adyen launches Capital. Financial technology platform for businesses Adyen has launched Capital, a solution that allows platform customers to access funding for their SME users in Australia. Paytm, Amadeus partner to boost travel experience with AI. India-based fintech specialized in digital payments and financial services, Paytm, has announced a strategic partnership with global travel tech company Amadeus. MasterCard and Care partner to launch Strive Women. MasterCard and Care have launched MasterCard Strive Women, a new program that aims to strengthen the financial health and resilience of small businesses. Verity Pay enables SMS integration for B2C payments. B2B software as a service platform Verity Pay has announced that it introduced an SMS integration for business-to-consumer, B2C, payments. Lynx gets €17 million to fight fraud and financial crime. AI anti-fraud detection software company, Lynx, has recently announced it secured a Series A funding round of €17 million, with the participation of ForgePoint Capital. Onyx and Apollo explore tokenization in investments across blockchains. Axelar, Oasis Pro, and Provenance Blockchain have joined forces with Onyx by JP. Moss is working with the financial industry to support asset tokenization. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has disclosed its collaboration with the financial industry to advance initiatives related to asset tokenization. Commerzbank can now offer crypto custody services in Germany. Germany-based Commerzbank AG has received a cryptocurrency custody license from the Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin. Till payments set for cut price sale to Nuve. Australian fintech darling Till Payments is set to be sold at a bargain basement price to Canadian fintech Nuve, according to Loca Media R reports. London Gatwick chooses Stripe to modernize parking payments. Stripe, a financial infrastructure platform for businesses, today announced that it has been selected by London Gatwick to power its official London Gatwick Airport parking. NextSea and Compass forge BNPL pact. NextSea, the European PayTech, and Compass, the consumer credit company part of Mediobanca Group, announce a strategic partnership in the buy now pay later, BNPL, business. Bling releases payment card built for parents. Bling, Europe's first family fintech, is reinventing traditional retail banking for families. The launch of Family Plus and Parent Card marks the transformation of Bling into a family finance platform for the whole family. Vine Beta launches no-code verified payouts. Vine, the specialist open banking-powered account-to-account payments platform, today announced the beta launch of a no-code verified payout solution, enabling merchants to automate, manage and verify payouts with no integration needed. Adyen launches Capital for Australia platform customers. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, has launched Capital, a product that enables businesses on Adyen for platforms offer timely access to funding for their small and medium-sized business, SMB, users in Australia. KX teams with execution analytics. KX, the global leader in vector native, real-time and high-volume time series data analytics, and execution analytics, the specialist trading analytics company, have joined forces to develop an advanced trading analytics framework built on the KDB Plus time series database. AOSCO finalizes policy recommendations for crypto and digital asset markets. AOSCO, the global standard setter for securities market regulators, has today published its final report with policy recommendations for crypto and digital asset, CDA, markets. Row Labs raises $2.2 million in pre-seed funding. Row Labs, a builder of Row Protocol, an on-chain, non-custodial interest rate futures and swaps market, today announces a successful raise of $2.2 million in a pre-seed round, led by Speedinvest. Axelar, Oasis Pro and Provenance blockchain work with JP Morgan on asset tokenization exercise. Axelar Inc., Oasis Pro and Provenance blockchain have collaborated with Onyx by JP Morgan and Apollo under the Monetary Authority of Singapore's Project Guardian, to demonstrate how blockchain technology could be used to manage large-scale client portfolios, execute trades and enable automated portfolio management of tokenized financial assets. Singapore develops generative AI risk framework. Digital money and ESG also to the fore. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has brought together banks and tech firms to develop a generative AI risk framework and is now exploring how the technology can be used in the financial services sector. UK wealth management sector shells out 3.8 million in fines this year. The wealth management sector has paid out 3.8 million in fines issued by the Financial Conduct Authority this year and risks a scale of penalties increasing in the wake of consumer duty, behavioral finance experts, Oxford Risk are warning. Bamboo launches Bamboo Go. Bamboo, a global digital wealth technology provider, has announced the launch of Bamboo Go, a SaaS-based robo-advisor. Payment24 launches Cloud Switch. Payment24, a global payments platform provider, has launched a financial payments product, Payment24 Cloud Switch. Nexi partners with Compass. Europe-based paytech Nexi has announced its partnership with Compass to enable the latter's BNPL digital solution on its smart POS. Visa extends its partnership with Tencent Financial Technology. Visa has extended its partnership with Tencent Financial Technology to allow Wixen users to receive inbound remittance in their digital wallets. HAYVN Pay partners with Akurateco to support crypto payments. HAYVN Pay has partnered with Akurateco to support crypto payments and help clients navigate the landscape of digital transactions. Apple Pay launches UK open banking integration for wallet. Apple Pay users across the UK can now take advantage of a new feature that taps into the open banking framework to let them connect cards and view their account balance from within the wallet app. Visa and Tencent to enable inbound remittances to digital wallets via Visa Direct. Visa, a world leader in digital payments, and Tencent Financial Technology, the fintech division of Tencent, a global internet company, announced today at the Singapore Fintech Festival 2023 that they are partnering to enable Wixen users to receive inbound remittance in their digital wallets. Visa pledges $100 million to drive financial inclusion across APEC economies. Visa, NYSE, V, and Visa Foundation today made several announcements related to their ongoing commitment to support small and micro businesses, SMBs, across APEC and the world. B of A rolls out new auto shopping tools. Bank of America is introducing new digital capabilities to support consumers in their car shopping and financing journey. PayPal shuffles executive leadership, creates three new business units. PayPal Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, PYPL, today announced senior leadership changes that underscore the company's commitment to building a high-performing organization, serving its customers, and driving profitable growth. Citi develops blockchain FX product under Singapore's Project Guardian. Citi has developed an innovative application that uses blockchain infrastructure to price and execute bilateral spot foreign exchange, FX, trades. Payday lender Innova fined and banned from offering short-term loan deals. U.S. payday lender Innova has been fined $15 million by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, and banned from offering short-term loans in the wake of widespread illegal conduct. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.